All right, what's happening, people? Welcome back to another episode of Perspective Wisdom Podcast. And today, we are going to be doubling up. We're going to do a live on my Facebook, Perspective Wisdom, and I'm also going to be talking, you know, to you guys. So, let me give a shout out and a wave to the people on this side. Hello, my live people. Welcome to Perspective Wisdom. You already know who I am. And if you don't, and this is your first or second or third time, or you just kind of like clicked on it, I'm your host, Collins Johnson, you know, and we're going to dive deep today. Now, I'm not going to waste a whole bunch of your time. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this, but there is, and sorry for the noise in the background. Well, I ain't going to say sorry. I like authentic sounds and stuff. So what you're hearing right now is the sounds of the dishwasher going, because, you know, I am a bit of a maid every now and then. You know, you gotta make sure things stay clean. But anyways, tonight I'm gonna get into a topic that's like very near to me. It took me a little while to figure it out, and I'm gonna tell you now, if you don't have great women in your life to talk to, if you're a man, and if you're a woman, then have great men in your life. So if you don't have the opposite principle or the opposite spectrum in your life or in your circle, you need to pull a great person into your circle. Now, me, I so happen to have great women that always speak life into me, even when, you know, I really am down and stuff like that. So this show is predicated upon some conversations that I had with great women that kind of pulled me out of the muck and the mire when I'm going through it. So we were talking about fulfillment, but there's so many different stages of fulfillment. And one of the stages of fulfillment is finding happiness, right? And that has always been a challenge for me, is to find happiness. Now, I am newly 38 years old. Yes, thank you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Appreciate it. I thank you. So anyways, I am newly 38 years old. And I want to say it took a good 30 years, 20, 30 years to figure out what makes me happy. You know, and what gives me fulfillment? What do I love? And how to tell the difference between all of these? You know, which one has to be applied in which faction? And what I mean by that is I was challenged. I was challenged to find happiness, right? And as I was challenged to find this happiness, I was going through it. And, you know, the people that I were talking to were telling me, you know, you can find happiness in this, or, you know, does this make you happy? And they went down a list of things. But there was this one particular phrase that was said to me that got me to thinking. And the particular phrase was, how do you find happiness without your happiness being found in a person, a place, or a thing? Yeah, I'm going to let that sit with you for a second. Now, if you know anything about me, right, by me talking, obviously, you know, I love conversation. I love just to talk, not just to talk, just to hear myself talk. But I believe everything in this world, the problems of this world, can be solved by conversation. If you know me beforehand, then you know that I love people, right? That people is the thing that I live for, that I do. I love connectivity, laughing, joking, spending time, you know, playing sports, all of that stuff. So I always thought that my happiness, my love, my fulfillment, my purpose in life had to do with people. And that was a mistake. Now, it was a mistake that took me a very long time to learn. But nonetheless, I'm learning it. And in the process of learning it, I'm understanding that it's not a destination, right? You can't just learn this thing and then boom, your life is instantaneously better or automatically better. But what you do is you end up taking some of the stress off of your chest. So let's talk about that fulfillment in that type of way. Can't be a person, place, or thing. Now, the happiness portion, right? Happiness comes and goes. So you can be happy one minute and sad the next. So let me take a little sip. And by the way, tonight's sip, if you can hear that for you podcast people, tonight's sip is a shot or two of Crown Royal mixed with a little bit of the ginger ale, but I like Bowles ginger ale, BAWLS. It comes in a glass bottle with little bumps all over it. You know, I like to do those types of sodas if I'm gonna do sodas. I'm not really a mainstream soda person, so there's your little sip. And I know there's some people that are like, I can't stand the sipping sound. Sorry, this ain't ASMR yet. I'll probably get to that one of these days. But anyways, so let's jump into this happiness thing real quick, right? It can't be a person, place, or a thing. So how do you find your happiness? Well, this is something that it takes a lifetime to do, honestly. And when I say a lifetime, this is day by day. You have to wake up and you have to choose whatever the thing is that not necessarily makes you happy, but something that you want to do for today. So let's say you set out to make a certain amount of money, because for some people, that chase of money is the thrill for them and that makes them happy, right? Let's say you want to accomplish something in your business. Let's say you want to accomplish something on your job, so forth and so on. That is the thing that helps you with the happiness, right? That's the person, place, or thing. Okay? That is not fulfillment. That is not what completes you. And that's where I was mixing things up. I was putting so much of myself into the people because I felt like the people is what made me happy. But it's not what ma that's not what makes me happy, right? That's not what fulfills me. Now, I'm one of those types of people that service to others, me giving my service to others, fulfills me. I can have a very productive day and feel very accomplished at the end of the day if I was doing it in service to others, right? So if that's being a security guard, if that's delivering food door to door, or whatever you can think of, if I am in service of somebody, that helps. Now, recently I've been thinking about this whole home health aid thing, home health aid or home nurse, just because I have a love for old people, man, because they've been through so much, right? They've seen so much in the world, and for whatever reason, this society that's being built now cannot stand old people. They don't, they're not patient with them. They think that, they're a burden on them and so forth and so on. Right? You can say, oh no, I like old people. No, you like the old people that are in your family, not necessarily the old people that are all around. So when I used to go to this church that when I lived in California, they had this thing called continuing care, right? And we would go to the continuing care nursing home and, sing and put on a little performance and have a little quick sermon or a word or whatnot. But it was the coolest thing to me because those elderly folks look forward to seeing you come. And a lot of them don't have family members that come to them on a regular basis and just sit down and visit. That was fulfillment, right? That wasn't happiness. That wasn't a thing that's like one moment is going to be there and I'm going to be happy, and then the next minute it's going to be gone and I'm going to. Okay, so when you find your happiness in the person, place, or thing, there's no fulfillment there. That means that person, place, or thing has to be present the whole time for you to be happy. Okay, so that's one of the mistakes that I was making. Now, you may feel like it's not a mistake. All right, you may feel like, oh no, I can get my happiness in this type of way. And okay, that's fine. Whatever your mind leads you to do, but this is just a different perspective of looking at things or a different way of looking at things. The fulfillment comes from something that I cannot get outside of tangible items, right? Or that I cannot get from tangible items. I have to get it outside of tangible items. So tangible things, touch, all of that stuff. The smile on their face is not something that I can touch. I can see it, but the happiness that comes and that smile, or the joy that comes and that smile that they give, that fulfills me. So, and I'm just talking about me because, you get to talking about other people and they cannot stand it. So I've been going through tribulation after trial, after hard time, after setback, kick me back down the ladder, and I got to struggle to get back up to the other side. And at the end of it, right, you see, I'm sitting here kind of like smiling. It's funny because I think about in the midst of, I'd be mad, be pissed off, don't want to talk to the world, shut myself off, isolate from everybody, that type of thing. And then when you isolate from everybody, that snowballs into you saying, there's nobody here for me. Well, yeah, there is nobody there for you because you cut them off. There's always that piece that's left out when people start talking about their problems and what they go through and this, that, and the third. But by the time it's all over, right, you don't walk through the storm and you come out on the other end, whether it's better or you're probably going to repeat the same test because you ain't passed it the last time. I can look back on those things and see little bits and pieces where I was absolutely wrong, where I should have done something better, or I should have changed something, or I should have tweaked it. So next time when I go into the test, the trial, the tribulation, whatever it is, now I have that much more knowledge to go into it. Now, does that make me sad? No. Doesn't at all, right? Because once you are able to find fulfillment, even when you go through bad times, you can go through those bad times in a good spirit, knowing that you're going to come out on the other end, knowing that you're going to conquer it or succeed or win at one period of time. You may not do it the first time, you may not do it the fifth time, you may not do it the 25th time, but you're not going to give up, right? You're going to keep going until you succeed at this thing. And there were some things where I just bumped my head against the wall so many times, and I could not get over that hump, or so I thought. Now, this is where the having people in your corner, right? They can see things from a different perspective, is so important. So you really have to start filtering out your circle, not cut people off. Like this cut off culture or cancel culture. I don't even like saying culture because it's not really a culture. It's just whole bunch of people. Well, I ain't gonna say a whole bunch of people. It's a sizable amount of people who think if they cut something out of their life completely, that that's it. They're never gonna run into that again. But that's the thing. Whenever you cut something out of your life completely and you haven't dealt with it, that trial, that tribulation, that hard time, that obstacle is going to come back around again and test you again and see if you learn anything, and you may not pass it this time. Right? But depending on how you go through it, what spirit do you have when you're going through it? Do you have, a spirit of fulfillment and joy? Or do you have momentary happiness until that bad thing hits and then you're pissed off with the world? Now you're talking trash to everybody, and the people that you're not talking trash to, you're shutting the other folks out. You're blaming folks. You're not taking accountability for the things that happen. You're not taking responsibility for the things that you can fix. And that's something that, I'm always hard on my kids about, is taking accountability and responsibility. Stop giving me excuses, give me reasons. Is there a reason why you did not do this? Is there a reason why you failed at this? Is there a reason why you're looking at it this type of way? Talk about it, because conversation is the most important thing. Now, why it's the most important thing to me as an individual. Sorry, but it is the most important thing to me on a foundational level, because I feel like through talking, you can actually hear what the issue is. Sometimes when you're saying a sentence in your head, it sounds okay. And then when you got to say it out your mouth, you're like, eh, you try to tweak some words, right? And then depending on the person you're talking to, their reaction, you'll be like, oh, nah, that's stupid. Let me try this a different way, or let me go about this a different way. So we got to keep these things in mind. For some reason, the society is predicated on making us individuals. We didn't come in this world as an individual. We don't leave this world as an individual. And to go through this life as an individual is it's a terrible thing. It really is. Connectivity is something that I think is a human foundational principle. If you don't have connectivity, that's a miserable life you're living, right? And what do I mean by you come in this world with a whole bunch of connectivity and people, the doctors, the nurses, and you're being birthed, the people that are supporting the person who's bringing you into the world are there. You get the people to come and see you when you're just making your first couple of hours and days on this earth. And the same thing when you leave this earth. You have all of your closest friends and family there to see you into the next lifetime. If you're lucky, if you're blessed, you have the person that you love and care for hold you and guide you into the next life. You know, those are things that we need as human beings coming in this world and going out. So you only get those things through fulfillment. Now, one of the other lessons that I learned in this fulfillment journey, because understand that this is a journey. This is a day-to-day thing, but once you get the foundation in your head and you learn what you need to learn, then it becomes a little bit easier. So one of the other things that I learned in this is the way that you take care of yourself is going to be reflected in the people that you have around you. So, and when I say take care of yourself, I ain't talking about getting up and running 5 miles so you can have a six pack. I'm not talking about, you know, how good your skin looks or your figure or any of those things. I mean, take care of yourself emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. The way that you take care of yourself in those ways will show in the people that you have around you. Now, it goes one of two ways, right? Because everything is a balance. Everything should be 50-50, and you should be the balancing rod for that. It can either go, you don't take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and you're manipulated by the people that are around you, right? Hold on. That's a sucky thing. To be manipulated by the people that are around you. And once you realize it, once you realize you're being manipulated, oh man, all hell breaks loose. You want to fight everybody you see. And then it can go the opposite direction where you're not taking care of yourself mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And those people who are not taking care of themselves either gravitate towards you. So now there's a whole circle of mentally, emotionally, and spiritually unstable people around you, and that is a hard cycle to break out of, right? I don't want to go down the road of generational curses, but sometimes you're a creature of habit, and some things are learned, and once you have a learned behavior, there's other people that gravitate towards that learned behavior and want to keep you in that spot that you're in, right? And there's this saying, right? So let's branch off a little bit. There's this saying that says, you are the company that you keep, right? And to a certain extent, that's true. But remember, 50-50. You are the company that you keep on a success level. You are the company that you keep on the mental, spiritual, and emotional level. Now, you can also attract the opposite. Let's say you're super joyous. Let's say you're the light. You're the social butterfly, right? You're the talk of the town. Sometimes those negative people gravitate towards you because they're looking for help. And this is where your discernment has to weigh in. Now, you don't have any of these things unless you're fulfilled. If you're just searching for a momentary happiness, you're always going to have these same tests, trials, and tribulations that come around that you're going to continuously fail. So it would behoove you to search for fulfillment as opposed to happiness. Makes any sense? If it doesn't, you know, hopefully it does, but trying to do my best to explain it. So you cannot find your happiness. You cannot place your happiness in a person, place, or thing. You have to search for fulfillment. And that fulfillment search is every day. And as you continue to live on every day, you accumulate these experiences, you pass these trials, tests, and tribulations, you'll begin to be more confident in your life and the fact that you have a rein on it. You have a control over your life. You can guide yourself in the path that you want to guide yourself in. Now, I have to touch on this really quickly because I'm approaching 20 minutes and I kind of want to stop. I don't want to spend too much time, but I have to touch on this really quickly. Well, we're talking about success, right? Because fulfillment is all in that little category. We're talking about success and happiness and day by day. There's people that are going to try to push you in the direction of things that they wanted to do, but they can't accomplish, but they see that you have the potential to do so. So they themselves will live vicariously through you. So let's say that, you know, you're a math whiz or something. There's a person that never could pass any tests because they're not a good test taker. It's not that they don't know the information, but they're just not a good test taker. And in that, they can't ever pass any tests for college to become an engineer or certified or anything like that. So they start giving you the advice and the life lessons of an engineer or what you need to know to become an engineer. And then they start encouraging you in that thing. Now, not once did they think that there's something else that you want to do with your life. It doesn't really matter because they see the trait that they lack in you, and they want you to do it so that they can live vicariously through you. You have to be careful about those type of people because, again, in your circle can go 50-50. Either way, you can have people that emotionally, mentally, and spiritually drain you and keep you at that same level, or you have people that are attracted to you because you exude everything that they want to be able to, so they're trying to like cling themselves to you. Now, am I saying be cliquish? Because that's what it sounds like I'm saying. It sounds like I'm saying, no, just have a certain click and that's it. To a certain extent, if that's how you want to look at it, but no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't have everybody in your circle, but you can love everybody. You can teach. You can praise and worship and admonish. You can treat people with respect and treat them with the highest regard of respect that you can possibly think of, but they don't have to be in your circle, right? They don't have to be your friends for you to treat them well and love them and treat them how they deserve to be treated. Now, words, right? Words are spells. If and that's like a baseline thing or a perspective wisdom. Words are spells. So you got to be careful what comes out your mouth. When you say deserve, treat people how they deserve to be treated. Everybody deserves to be treated with a baseline level of love and respect. Now, if you don't hold that principle, then you'll think when somebody does something wrong, when somebody crosses you, when somebody backstabs you, then how they get treated, they deserve that. Deserve, the word deserve always seems to bring out a negative connotation in most people's minds for whatever reason. But no. Those people deserve to be treated with a baseline love and respect. So now let's pile all of this stuff together. Let's bring it all around so we can help. I mean, so I can help you to understand this fulfillment. And this is only part one. I'm gonna retouch on this. I'm gonna get a little bit deeper into it, but I just wanted to touch on it real quick. Okay. So treating people with a baseline love and respect. That's a part of fulfillment for yourself because as you treat these people well, regardless of whether they return it back to you, it should make you feel good to treat somebody with a baseline love and respect. Your happiness and your fulfillment, two separate things, cannot be found in the person, place, or thing. Your fulfillment is a journey. So it is a wake up every morning and choose to go into this journey to find a better you, okay? Also, waking up in the morning and choosing to forgive. Forgiveness is a part of this fulfillment, right? Unless you forgive, you can't take that weight off your shoulders or off your chest and be able to move on with your life. So those are the things. I'm not gonna give it a number because some people are numbers people, and I don't want to mess with you in the numbers category just yet. You got to keep those things in mind in order to help you. Like let's say there's a map on how you find your fulfillment, and those are down there in the little ledger in the key box. Those are little keys to help you find your way to get to your destination of fulfillment. So we'll continue this talk a little later. Thank you for sharing your time with me. I didn't want it to keep you too long because I know it's super late, and some of us are up working on some things, and some of us are just trying to get some sleep because we got an early morning tomorrow. So I will talk to y'all later. Goodbye.